What about respect in your own life? And when you've deserved it and do deserve it and you don't get it, can that be debilitating in and of itself? Let's visit on that topic this morning with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, and drjohnb.com, the website, Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. Dr. B, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and I hope we all get an appropriate and deserving level of respect in our lives today and all days. Otherwise, it can lead to a lot of unhappiness, a lot of bad feelings over time.
Yeah.
Can hurt self-esteem, can even hurt our willingness to want to help others. We can get a negative view on human nature. It can be very destructive.
Doc, what do you define it for me when you talk about respect and deserve respect? Because we're not talking about somebody that has an inflated view of their self or an ego that says people should bow down to me left and right wherever I, everything I survey is mine. Okay, no. We're talking about a proper level of respect that comes with time or with position, even a parent, a grandparent, a person of authority that doesn't get it. How does that affect them and affect others around them?
Well, first of all, I think if we want to take disrespect, it's a lack of respect, it's rudeness, discourteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I think, first of all, it reflects very bad on the person who is that way, who doesn't show respect, because that person is not going to get very far in life. But what it does to the person who really works hard, has been a good person, tries to be helpful, the good Samaritan, call it what you will, it hurts the person, because they're not getting the respect that they deserve and they gave to others or do give to others. But it also, it's kind of one of those things like a cancer or an acid. It just eats away at the person because they feel disrespected. And the long-range result can be very bad because it can hurt a person's self-image. It can even turn them into a selfish person by saying, well, the heck of it, heck with it. If anybody won't be respectful to me, then I'm just going to learn that I can do the same thing to others.
Mm-hmm.
It also can lead to a person constantly trying to get some type of respect from someone, and the person keeps moving the goalposts so they can never meet the satisfaction of the person. And it also hurts team effort. It hurts a lot of things, but my focus here, what we're talking about, is what does it do to the person who isn't getting the respect? We're often talking about what a person can do to learn how to be respectful. But if you're on the wrong end, Dave, it can be in a marriage, it can be in a work relationship, it can be on a team, it can be literally anywhere, and it can have a very, very negative effect. I think we see people that have been hurt, have been disrespected, not treated fairly, and the impact that it has on them. And I think that those of us that live the life, I think what we want to do is make sure that we're not being a little narcissistic or a little selfish or not noticing when people are doing some good deeds and trying to be helpful to us. We don't want to be waiting and have the person gone before we realize that we have missed the boat.
You brought up the N word there, narcissistic, and I was about to reach for that in the bag and bring it out too, because you're so focused on self that you don't care what anybody else, you don't care about their feelings. You don't care what things they've done to accomplish to get to where then none of that matters to you because it's all about you. That's an unhealthy thing, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's like you believe the sun comes up in the morning so you have light, and it goes down at night so you can go to sleep. No, the narcissist is a very selfish person because they focus just on themselves and they're not worried or thinking about others. And then the bad thing is if you get the combination of somebody who would like to have some gratitude shown to them,
mm-hmm.
some appreciation, they don't get it because the person, the narcissist, or the very selfish person, whatever word we want to use, they believe they deserve it and want it. And if you don't give it, then you're doing something wrong versus they're not being respectful and showing some appreciation for what you're doing for them. Those are the bad combinations. And unfortunately, the narcissist often finds the giver who is giving and would like to be respected and given some compliments, and they don't get it. And they often are in that situation of, chasing the person to get some respect, some caring, and the goalposts keep moving down the way, and they could never get it. It can be very, very sad. And if we all know people that children or relatives or workers or anywhere someone is where they're disrespected, and the pain and the hurt that it can give, we really do want to notice what people do and give them credit. And if everybody's doing it, then everybody's going to be feeling better rather than so many people in pain and hurting, which I see all the time, my work and in life, and I'm sure you see the same thing. It's pretty sad.
Well, I do, and even if I'm in public and I see something, I have to bite my tongue sometimes, but if I see an instance where it's not involving either a family or a work situation, but just an anonymous situation, if somebody, a young person, won't, you know, give up a seat on public transit to someone who's, you know, elderly, I'd say, well, that's just a general lack of respect and you haven't been raised well. Now I'm making a value judgment there, and maybe I'm wrong, but to me, I don't think so, and I think that that's a lack of respect in a couple of different areas, and I see that manifest over and over. It makes me angry, and I have to dial that back because, you know, life's too short to go around angry, but sometimes I think it's justified as well.
Well, there's one thing in life you will find. Someone that does not learn how to be respectful, they are not going to be respected in life, and they're going to have a difficult life. Learning how to appreciate what people do, notice what they do, have gratitude. There are people that can have a very positive impact, and that can be given back to you. It's kind of a reflection back. So the selfish person, the narcissist, the person who just is out for themselves and doesn't want to give credit, that person will get ahead to some degree, but as a whole, they're not going to have good relationships, and things are going to be difficult for them. The sad thing is they can have a very negative impact on the good person who's trying to do good deeds, trying to be helpful, and just needs the nourishment of someone noticing and giving them credit and appreciating what they do.
DrJohnB.com is the website. Podcast will be there shortly. Regional Psychological Services. Respect, it's a two-way street. You want to get it, you've got to give it, you got to know where to do it, and not being disrespectful of others in general, pretty good way to go through life, and you'll see how that bounces back your way. Always good to talk to you, my friend, and look forward to our next chat.
Hey, you sound like a philosopher, my good friend. Talk to you later.
No, you're the philosopher there and the doc at the same time. This is 1320 WILS.